big hallelujah. How's it, my humans? God has been good to our little piece of the internet and put us on screen. This is APP in HD, baby. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So, welcome to A Potential Podcast with Tracy Lee. This is episode 9 if you count the trailer, and 8 if you don't. So, this isn't my first episode recorded on camera. I decided to start a new month in a new format, and why not talk about a completely new genre of podcasts while we're at it, especially one that led me here in a way that is unexpected, through your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, welcome to Jesus Pod Month, guys. It's only fitting that we spent the month of Easter, arguably Jesus Super Bowl weekend, chatting on podcasts that discuss faith and the journey it is. This week's contenders are Black female-led, which also gets me excited as this faith journey is very personal, and it's nice to hear from other Black females how they're kind of getting through this whole thing. First up, we have the younger of my two podcast episodes, the Let God podcast. This podcast is hosted by three young Black Christian women. They chat through life and the experiences as they just go through the walk of their faith. The hosts are Wanipa, Mary Hannah, and Ayanfe. They are three girls from the UK who structure their podcast around giving commentary on what's happening in the world, but through the lens of like their faith, which is quite cool. Their format. So they start off with prayer and then they jump into conversations. Most of the time they go mailbag, answering questions and queries just from people who send in messages from their socials, their email, etc. And honestly, it's really quite cool. And then they also do other episodes where they do get to know us episodes, getting ready with me episodes, as the youths do, the GRWM. That is what it is, right? Yeah, the GRWM. The average episode is about an hour long when they do post regularly. I think you will like it because I personally enjoyed just hearing about young people's views on their faith, but also their faith in context of how they're living. One of the episodes that was really quite cool was they did a crossover episode with 2911, which is a guy's version of what they're doing, which is, yeah, so it's just a Black male's version of them and what... like they're talking through life and commentary on life, whatever it is, through the eyes of faith, which is quite cool. Honestly, I just liked it because it was real and it was authentic. It was young people just talking about, hey, we have faith in a time where faith isn't really popular. Why you may not like it is if you prefer a little bit of an older, more mature podcast, especially when it comes to faith podcasts or a topic this serious, then it might not be your vibe. But the fact that I said vibe is exactly it. If you're about the vibes, this is a podcast to definitely listen to. Now, on the other hand, we have our other contender, which is Truth's Table. So Truth's Table is from the other side of the pond. It's hosted by Christina Edmondson, Ikemi Wan, and Michelle Higgins, who recently left the pod. It is a different vibe, but it's very enriching and very heart-filling. The ladies in this podcast from the US choose to have guests, and they address certain topics that kind of are important to them in their faith. Things that they're curious about, like Black church, about diversity, about singleness, whatever it is that is affecting them as Black women in the church and their walk. So this podcast really opened my eyes a little bit more to the Black female experience in America, and it made me curious to find out more. Their guests are insightful and they bring so much depth and just feeling to what this walk is, especially for them. There's so many facts that I've learned and so many things that I've just been like, wow, that is so deep. So that is another kind of side of the coin where it's not just vibes and commenting, but they're actually just kind of unpacking the faith, but different topics that truly just they've questioned as Black females in America, which I think is quite cool. Their episodes are average about 30 minutes to an hour long, depending on the topic. They do kind of make it relevant to the topic, but that's how much time you're going to be spending listening to them. I think you'll love this podcast if you like to get really deep and you want to kind of have some thought starters on faith and the various things that affect like the faith walk for different people. Obviously, I've chosen Black females in this case, but in general, I feel like there's some gems in this podcast as well. Also, they have a book, which is really cool. I'm planning to read it at some point. But yeah, they also wrote a book and they unpack like some of these different topics, but mostly the personal ones. And one of the episodes that spoke to me, because they did a series where they did different episodes on each chapter of the book that they wrote, is one of the hosts wrote a chapter called A Single Black Woman's Manifesto, which she did an episode on. And I was like, wow, that is so interesting. And she just unpacks different facts about just, yeah, being a black woman in America and going to like being in church, which I think is quite interesting. So that's worth a listen, definitely. So why you won't get into Truth Table? So as I said, Truth Table is a thinker. It's not just about vibes and laughs and, you know, just chatting through things. Both these podcasts are quite insightful and they are quite deep because the topic itself is deep. But I think with Truth Table, they just kind of take it a little bit further and they focus on the topic and unpacking whatever comes from it. As on Let God, it's more about relating and learning about the hosts and their like walk. So that's why I think maybe Truth Table won't be your cup of tea if you're just looking for vibes. But if you're looking for more something deep and hectic and really getting into the topics, then Truth Table is more of what you're looking for. So both these podcasts, like I said, made me see my faith through a different lens and also ask myself how I'm doing with the Big J himself. And I feel enriched having listened to them. I would have recommended at least two more episodes, but I think the two that I mentioned are probably like the two key ones that might show you the most about the hosts and the podcasts that you're listening to and you'll learn the most. But yeah, this has been really, really nice. I've really enjoyed this. And I said this in my last recording, but you guys ain't gonna see that unless I post the bloopers. It's weird being looked at by cameras and in a room and all of this stuff, but I'm really enjoying this so far and I think this is gonna be quite great. And you get to see my face when I do the things that I do. I can't just be straight up weird in a room by myself. You're gonna have to be live here with me. So anyway, that being said, my APP crew, the humans who have only not only listened to me in a room wearing a bonnet and no pants, but now are listening to me wearing a whole outfit and a look. That marks the end of our first live on camera episode. This is APP in HD, baby. I'm very excited about where we're going with this thing. I am blessed that we are here and we're doing this. And I'm grateful for your ears, but now also your eyes. Please like, subscribe, suggest all the actions that the fluencers say people you must do. My script says to point at random icons. There we go. I'm sure we'll put some random icons in the video so that you know to like, subscribe, click the notification bell. I'm saying words. I'm not fully sure what the words are gonna do, but hey, let's do it anyway. My homies, this has been a potential podcast with Tracy Lee. I pray that this podcast and I live up to our potential. Okay, love you, bye.